Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. It's Friday, October the 18th, and this is Morning Ireland with Brian Dobson and Audrey Carfel. The news is read now by Ciarán Evren.
The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will attempt to build support at Westminster today for his Brexit deal with the EU. Mr. Johnson is due to hold talks with MPs ahead of tomorrow's vote at a special sitting of the House of Commons. He said he's very confident that the new withdrawal deal will be accepted, but his opponents say he can't be sure of victory. Our London correspondent Sean Whelan.
Boris Johnson will spend the day trying to assemble a parliamentary majority behind the deal struck in Brussels. All the opposition parties and the DUP have declared they will vote against the withdrawal agreement. Mr. Johnson will concentrate on three key blocks of votes. Hardcore Brexiters within his own party who have voted against all previous deals. Tory rebels who lost the whip for supporting a law designed to stop a no-deal Brexit. And most important of all, Labour MPs from leave-voting constituencies who feel they must honour the wishes of their own voters above the party line. Across Westminster, party business managers are engaged in what has been described as medieval levels of whipping to get their members to line up either for or against the deal in tomorrow's vote. Sean Whelan, RTE News, London.
The DUP leader Arlene Foster has confirmed that the party's 10 Westminster MPs will oppose the deal in tomorrow's vote. But writing in the Belfast Telegraph, Mrs. Foster also says the DUP remains focused on getting Northern Ireland moving again. Our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman.
Yesterday in Brussels, against the advice of the DUP, the British Prime Minister reached an agreement with the European Union. Writing in the Belfast Telegraph, Arlene Foster states the DUP's 10 MPs will oppose the proposals when Boris Johnson brings them before a special sitting of the Westminster Parliament tomorrow. She is critical of the deal, saying Boris Johnson agreed to greater than necessary checks between Northern Ireland and Great Britain, and he settled for what she calls a one-sided consent mechanism involving Stormont. But at the beginning and the end of today's article, she states, "We want to get Northern Ireland moving again." She also says we want Brexit to be delivered and devolution restored. She states the last 3 years have been tough on our public services, but also on relationships. The need in Northern Ireland for all sides to work together is great. We cannot allow divisions to keep growing, she concludes. Given the public way the DUP found itself left detached from the Prime Minister yesterday, in relative terms, this is a considered response. Tommy Gorman, RTE News, Belfast.
A senior commander with the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces has said they're willing to abide by a 5-day ceasefire announced by Turkey following talks with the United States. It comes 9 days after Turkey launched a military offensive in northeast Syria against the Kurds. Reports say sporadic shelling and gunfire is still being heard near the town of Ras Al Ain in the region. The chairman of the housing agency Novas has said the government has become a spectator in the homeless crisis, leaving the building of houses to market forces. Novas, which was established in Limerick 18 years ago, outlines in its annual report that it helped almost 4,700 clients last year. For the first time, it supported over 1,000 children who were homeless or at risk. Our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran.
Novas provides support for people who've become homeless and those at risk of homelessness because of addiction and poverty. They provided 110 tenancies across the country last year, delivering forever homes to people in need. For the first time, the number of homeless children they supported was over 1,000. Novas chairman Greg Maxwell said the present model of relying on the private sector to provide housing has consistently failed, since it's motivated by profit and not need. The only certainty is that the figure of 10,000 homeless people will rise if the government remain as spectators and do not instead take a lead role in the building of social houses, he believes. He said the need for substantial and sustained state investment in public and social housing is incontrovertible, given that we have the biggest housing shortage here in over 75 years. Last year, the state built just over 4,800 social houses. The target this year is 6,545. With 1,000 built in the first 6 months, that target is already well behind. Cathy Halloran, RTE News, Limerick.
Gardaí have begun a high-visibility national speed enforcement operation on the roads today. Operation Slowdown is in effect for a 24-hour period from 7 o'clock this morning. Almost 96,000 vehicles were caught speeding in the first 8 months of the year. That's up 15% on the same time last year. Helen Donoghue reports.
This 24-hour operation runs from 7 a.m. today. During it, there will be enforcement in place in over 1,000 speed check zones around the country. Gardaí say one of the highest speeds detected recently was a vehicle travelling at 223 kilometres an hour in a 100-kilometre zone. They're warning of the dangers of speeding and say there are already more deaths recorded on the roads so far this year compared to last. The Road Safety Authority says speeding is the biggest killer behaviour on the road and is a contributory factor in a third of all fatal crashes.
And the time is coming up to 6 minutes past eight.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Working on a construction site? Stay clear of overhead wires and underground cables. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999.
There'll be sunny spells and widespread showers today with some thunder occasionally, highest temperatures 12 to 15 degrees. And there's a warning that southwest to west winds will reach gale force for a time today on Irish coastal waters from Carnsore Point to Roaches Point to Loophead.